我们感谢主，虽然我们今天已经看到以赛亚书的26跟27。
We thank the Lord that even tonight we are looking into Isaiah chapter 26 and 27.
但是我们千万别忘了，这一大段的话，可以说是从第七章的那一个历史发生的事情所引发出来的。
But let us remember, all this large passage is brought about by the history that is mentioned to us in chapter 7.
如果我们没有看到这一个，我们看这一段的话，就非常的凌乱。
Now, if we did not first see that, then when we look at this large passage, it will become very confusing for us.
好像主在那里说了许许多多，好像彼此好像并不相干的事。
It seems as if the Lord is speaking much things, but having nothing to do with one another.
但是我们感谢主，如果主的灵给我们里面的眼睛打开。
But we thank the Lord if He opens our vision from within.
我们看到那里原来是根据一个事实引出了神说了那么许多的话。
And we can see that this large passage is based on what was brought forth from chapter 7 that God has spoken so much words about.
当然我们今天在新约里边的人，我们就觉得神不需要说那么许多的话嘛。
Of course, for us who are in the New Covenant, we might think that perhaps God does not need to speak so many repetitive words.
但弟兄姊妹千万不忘了，当时神借着以赛亚对他们说话的那个对象是在律法底下的人。
My brothers and sisters, let us not forget at the time which God spoke through Isaiah to the audience, they were still under the law.
他们虽然是神的选民，
though they are still the chosen people of God,
但是他们的灵还没有苏醒。
Yet their spirits are not quickened yet.
他们还是在亚当所带进的那个属灵的死亡的里头的。
They are still under that spiritual death that was brought in by Adam.
那所以神在外面做了很多的工作，他们看不见就是看不见。
Therefore, even though God has done much work without, if they did not see it, they just
cannot
see it.
神向人说了很多的话，他们听不懂就是听不懂。
Even if God spoke much words to them, they just cannot hear it within.
所以我们看到这旧约的先知，好像把神的那个心思翻来覆去了，说了又说，说了又说。
Therefore, we can see in the Old Testament, it seems like the prophets have repeatedly the words of God again and again.
我们感谢主在新约里面的神的儿女。
Oh, we thank the Lord that the children who are in the New Testament.
虽然我们掌握当代的历史，好像并不那么完整。
Even though perhaps our grasp of the history of the times may not be that complete.
但是神说话的目的和内容，我们觉得是并不那样的抓不住。
Yet we still have a very firm grasp of the content and purpose of the Word of God.
但是我们没有办法不承认这一件事情。
But we must confess one thing.
当我们回到旧约里面看神做工的记录，或者是说话的记录的时候，
when we return to the Old Covenant and see all the words that God which has spoken and all the work which you have done,
我们常常给外面所说的话的那个内容也弄得我们自己有点好像不能接得上来的那个感觉。
Now, many a times from the words itself, perhaps we might get confused and have this feeling that we're not able to follow on.
尤其是我们读以赛亚书的时候，我们常碰到这种情形。
Especially when we read the book of Isaiah, oftentimes we have that feeling.
所以接连几次我跟弟兄姊妹特别提到一件事情，那这个事情我今天晚上还是要再提一次。
Therefore, I've mentioned this repeatedly with brothers and sisters, yet I will do so again tonight.
那当我们读以赛亚书的时候，
that is when we read the book of Isaiah,
其中有一相当的部分，
there is a very large passage of this book,
在当时来说是预言。
At that time when it was spoken, it is prophecy.
在我们今天来说是历史。
For us today, as we read it, they have become history.
那么当时是预言，那听的人的反应跟我们今天读下来它是历史所 有的那个反应是不太容易接得上。
Therefore, the response of the audience at the time it was spoken being prophecy, and for us who read it today, that it has become history now, the thought, the response may not be completely the same.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他给我们抓到这一个点的时候，我们很多心思上的难处就可以解开了。
Now, when God shows us this point, then even if we have many difficulties within, that is able to be solved.
那我们就看见了，当在七章那里所开始。
Therefore, we can see starting from Isaiah chapter 7.
亚兰跟以色列他们联合来攻打犹大的这一件事情，就引发了神向犹大的百姓说了那么多的话。
From the alliance of Syria along with Israel to attack Judah, because of that event, God has spoken much words to the people.
那所说的那些话，基本上来说就是坚固犹大，让犹大活在指望中。
Now as a whole, the content of those words is to fortify Judah so that it can live amongst hope.
而让犹大的百姓从犹疑不定的里头会转回过来，仰望神，依靠神。
So that the people, though they were unsteadfast, can turn back to rely on the Lord God.
那当神这样向犹大说话的时候，
Now when God spoke in this way to Judah,
那么人听来好像是很没有把握的。
When man heard these words, seemingly they are without assurance.
因为神说的事情对当时听的人来说都是前面的事。
Because the words spoken by God at that time to the people during that time, it is
still things ahead. 说神怎么给他们拯救。
How God will deliver them.
因着说的拯救就一牵牵连到那一个弥赛亚的那些预言。
Now because God tells them that God will deliver them, he links his message to the promise of the Messiah.
那当时犹大的百姓听过来的时候，他们大概只能听进神要做我们的拯救。
Now for the audience of Judah at that time, perhaps they only heard the message that God will be our deliverance.
但是神怎么来拯救呢？
Yet how is God to deliver us?
他们所要的拯救是眼前就立刻去成为事实的。
The deliverance which the people want was immediate, that they want to see right away.
因为攻击他们的人已经把他们围困起来了。
Because the people that were attacking them have already besieged them.
那我们怎么来应付这个眼前的难处？
Now how are we able to deal with this difficulty before us?
但是神只是神记着先知以赛亚给他们说的话，好像这些事情都是很轻松的，轻描淡写就带过去了。
Yet with the Lord God, the words which he spoke through the prophet Isaiah, these things immediately before the people were very light to him, and very quickly the Lord brings it about.
他就说到了，神要就给他们预兆，一个兆头。
And God would tell them that God would give them a sign.
那这个兆头呢，一摆出来的时候。
And when the sign is placed forth.
那犹太人听起来又有点莫名其妙了。
And then when the people heard about this sign, they are confused.
因为那一个兆头啊，乃是说到必有童女怀孕生子，人必叫他做以马内利。
And the sign to them is that there will be a child born of a virgin, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
好像这个事情跟当时犹大所碰到的那种光景完全接不上头的。
To the people, it seems like the message of God at that time does not connect with what they're facing.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神一下就把他那一个拯救的方法固定在他们所认定的那一位弥赛亚。
Immediately, the Lord confirms to them his way of deliverance is on the Messiah which they have heard.
因为在神的鉴察的里头，
Because under the examination of God,
神的百姓所需要的拯救不是眼前的那一些来攻击他们的人。
The deliverance which the people truly need is not those who are immediately attacking them, which they can see.
在神的建墙的里面, 他们所需要的那个拯救是他们和神的关系不正常。
Under the foreknowledge, God saw the fact that what they needed to be reconciled was a normal relationship to God.
如果我们从列王记跟历代志上面来看的时候, 你看到整个的犹大, 自从所罗门的下半, 断的历史开始, 就很翻覆了。
Now we can see from Kings and Chronicles that from the second half of Solomon's life, from that point on, the people has their ups and downs before God.
你说他们不要神吗? 好像又要。
If you say they do not want God, yet they seem to want God.
你说他们真的是拣选神吗? 又好像不见得。
Yet if you say they're willing to choose God, that doesn't seem to be the case either.
这样的光景贯穿的 所罗门下半生以后的历史的犹大历史。
This condition existed from the second half of the life of Solomon throughout the rest of Judah's history.
那所以在神的建墙的里面, 神的百姓所需要那个拯救还不是外面的敌人来给他们的欺负。
Therefore, under the examination of God, God knew their deliverance is not on the external enemy which is oppressing them.
而是他们里面要苏醒过来，看见他们和神的关系不正常，所以才引来那么许多外面的骚扰。But
the fact they must see from within that because they do not have a normal relationship with God, they needed to be awakened to that fact that was bringing all this with enemies from without.
所以我们一直在读这个以赛亚书的时候，也常常回到生命记上面去。Therefore,
when we read the book of Isaiah, we always go back to Deuteronomy.
特别是神在生命记里边给神的百姓所说明的那一个很重要的关键的事实。
Especially on that very crucial point which God spoke to his people about.
归纳来说就是说,你们在神面前活得对,你们蒙福是蒙福到一个地步,你们承装不了。
In summary is that if you're living correctly before God, you will be blessed to such a point that you cannot contain it.
那如果你们在神面前活得不准确,
Now, on the contrary, if you do not live correctly before God,
那你们所遭遇的那些境遇又是你们承担不了。
Likewise, then the circumstances which you will encounter would be something that you cannot bear.
但是神的百姓碰到许多难处的时候, 没有几个人会回到生命记里边,
Yet when the people encounter hardship and difficulty, few of them will return and recall the words God spoke to them in Deuteronomy.
那所以神就用着许多眼见的事情让他们去看。
Therefore, God uses many external situations for them to see visibly.
所以他宣告了那个亚兰跟那个以色列的那些军兵没有什么作为。
Therefore, God proclaims the fact that the army of Syria and the army of Israel and their attack will have no fruit. Then God uses that to lead into the proclamation of the Messiah. Now, after the declaration of the Messiah comes to an end,
没有完全说完,
now that is not complete message yet, just a pause.
我们就看了一连串神向他的 百姓说出了与他们有关联的周围列国的那一个那种光景。With
that pause, God tells his people about the surrounding nations and their condition what they have to do with Israel.
说到摩亚，说到巴比伦，说到亚述，说到推罗。
It speaks about Moab, Babylon, Assyrians, and Tyre.
说到以东,
and even Edom.
那这些都是围绕在以色列周围的。
And these are the nations that surround Israel.
都是说到他们兴起是兴起, 但是他们结果都败落了。
God tells them, yes, these nations have risen, but yet, as a result, they will eventually fall.
我们特别指出过, 当神这样把列国的情形来说明的时候,
Now we may mention when God makes known about the situation of the surrounding nations.
以赛亚说的时候是预言,
At the time when Isaiah spoke, it was prophecy.
那这是所说出来的事情, 能不能成为事实呢?
Now, whether these prophecies can become a fact or not,
在当时的百姓来说,那前面那么长久的事情我们怎么知道?
For the people at that time, that is still ahead of us, we would not know.
当然,在当时里,他们的确是不知道。
Yes, of course, during their time, they did not know.
但是神不是叫他们看眼前。
But God does not cause them to see ahead of them immediately.
神让他们看到那个永远。
But God wants them to see into that eternity.
让他们知道弥赛亚不是为了你们眼前的难处。
So that they would know the Messiah is not for your immediate difficulty.
弥赛亚的拯救显出来是把你们带回神的那一个心思里头直到永远。
But the deliverance of the Messiah is to bring you back to that normal relationship with God until eternity.
那我们提过了。
Now we mentioned.
那么当神说到这列国的情形的时候。
When God makes known about the situation of the surrounding nations.
有些事情比较快就就应验在他们眼前。
Some of those events was fulfilled before their eyes very quickly.
有些事情要到一百多两百年以后才成为事实。
And some of the other events would not be fulfilled till 100 or 200 years later.
你说一两百年后的事情跟当时的人又发生什么关系?
Perhaps you might think, well, the events that are fulfilled 100 or 200 years later, what does that have to do with the people at that particular time?
但是我们读下来的时候,我们一直看见,神是把他们从眼前带到永远。
Now, but as we read, we have made mention that God brings them from what is immediate to eternity.
现在你这一代人听不懂。不要紧。
Now, even though you, this generation, cannot hear those
神的话仍然在哪里?
The word of God is still there.
你们的子孙总有人要看见这些话成为事实。
Your children, one of them, will see that these words will be fulfilled.
当经过那么长久的历史的发展,都看见神的那个信实和神的那个能力和权柄。来坚固神所说过的话。
Now through the test of time, and then the faithfulness and the power and authority of the word of God will make known His words to be true.
那么这些称为神的百姓呢，他们就知道，他们如果要有拣选的话，那拣选的应该是什么？
Then the people of God, they ought to know then if they're to choose who they ought to choose.
那在这一大段的话。说过了以后,
now after all this large passage has been spoken, 那就说到我们上一次的
25章那里,
we get to chapter 25 where we shared last time. 我昨天给弟兄姊妹
指出过,
I mentioned this especially with brothers and sisters.
这一段话就不是当时的话。
These words then is not for that time.
你仔细去留意的时候,
if we pay careful attention,
从24章的末了, 以赛亚所说的话, 以赛亚自己懂不懂?这个我不知道。
Now, from the last half of chapter 24, when Isaiah starts to share this, I don't know if Isaiah himself knows what he is speaking.
但是神让他这样说，他就这样说了。
But this is what God wants Isaiah to speak, and thus Isaiah spoke.
他可能懂，可能不一定懂。
Perhaps he understood, or perhaps he did not.
因为从24章的末了的时候，神借着以赛亚所说的话，已经说到国度和新天新地的那个时刻那个时间。
Because from the last half of chapter 24 onto chapter 25, the words contained speaks of even the kingdom and new heaven and new earth.
但是不管以赛亚个人他怎么领会这些话。
But regardless of how Isaiah the individual understands these words,
但是一件事情我们能确定的。
But one thing we can be sure of,
以赛亚一定相信神的话要成就。
That is, Isaiah truly believes the word of God will be done.
因为他的眼睛虽然没有看见这些事情的出现。
Because even though the eyes of Isaiah cannot see these words being fulfilled.
但是他绝对的相信神说过的话就没有落空。
Now, but he absolutely believes that the word of God will not be empty.
那所以上次我特别提到弟兄姊妹们，你留意到从25章开始呢，那又回到那个诗歌的题材里边来记录这些话。
Now, therefore, I may mention to brothers and sisters, starting from chapter 25 onward, this is recorded in the form of a psalm of a poetry.
我们细细的来看25章的时候，你非常清楚的看得见，这是那些蒙拯救的百姓。
very easily when we read chapter 25 in detail, these are the people who have been saved.
特别是24章里面所说到的那些渔民,
especially in chapter 24 when it talks about the remnant.
特别就是说到在经过大灾难的时候, 那一个, 从耶路撒冷里头被拯救的所剩下的那些百姓,
that is the people that have gone through the great tribulation that were in Jerusalem and that they've experienced the deliverance.
他们在神的面前的一个称颂和感谢,
and this is the praise and thanksgiving they have before God.
敬拜和赞美,
their worship and their praise.
但是如果我们没有抓到这一个时间,
now if we do not grab hold of this time frame,
我们就觉得25章里边所说的跟
if we did not grab hold of that time frame, then we are confused and cannot connect the time of chapter 25 and what Judah is experiencing.
因为25章里边,你看进去你就看到是敬拜,是赞美,是那个高举神的那些话语。
Because in chapter 25, when we read to you, we see it as praise and worship and words of exaltation to God.
但是这些话语对犹大的百姓来说,
yeah, these words of praise and worship to God, to the people of Judah,
如果他们停留在当时的历史, 他们绝对不可能了解里面的光景。
If it was at that situation for the people of Judah at that time, they would not understand the condition of chapter 25 at all.
因为我们看到里面的那些内容, 那些敬拜, 称颂的那些内容,
because when we look at the words of praise and thanksgiving here,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, very easily we will know this is the praise that is given in the kingdom.
我们上一期特别提了,
last time we may mention,
第一他们承认神自己的那个信实他自己的全能,
at first, we have made mention last time, they confess the faithfulness and the power of God which He has made of old. Now, what is that that God has willed of old? Now, we thank the Lord.
我们没有办法很有把握地知道 神古时所定的那个完整的内容,
now we have no full assurance what God has ordained of old, the complete will of His.
但是我们确实非常有把握地知道神在古时所定的事情里面的有一个事实,
but we are sure there is this one fact in the counsels of old which God has willed.
那个事实就是神造人的目的,
and that fact is the purpose of God's creation of man.
那我们常常回过头来问,
many times we recall and ask, why did God create man? There is only one answer. That is through man, God can manifest Himself. God wants to manifest His authority through man.
然后神就记住, 人所 表达出来的这个光景, 把万有都带回到他面前,
it is through this condition that God, man will be manifesting God, so God will bring all things back to Himself.
当然这个事实, 那个根据就根据神的儿子的所事和所做,
of course this fact is founded upon the Son of God, who He is and what He has done.
这个是神在古时所定, 而我们能有把握的那一个部分,
now this is the one part we are assured of the counsel of old from God.
那其他还有什么, 虽然我们
now what others are there, we perhaps will not know. But even this one point is very evident.
现在这一批人, 他们称为渔民的这一批人, 能在神的面前,
now this group of people, this group that are called the remnant, they have such a praise before God.
神的你用你自己的权柄和能力,
God, you have used your own power and might. And you have done very faithfully according to what you want done.
你叫一切在你面前制垮的,或是在那里, 在你以外有任何的那一个, 要代替你的那些彰显,
now you have removed all that which is prideful and anything, anyone who would want to replace you.
那结果呢, 你就显明了你的自己是何等, 何等的, 荣耀伟大。
As a result, you manifest yourself to be how glorious and how great.
因为特别当中有几句话，我们有一首诗歌啊，就是用着这几句话来写出来的。
Especially there are a few lines in this passage here that is in a particular hymn that we sing.
你就做了贫穷人的保障，做了困乏人鸡蛋中的保障。
That is, for thou hast been a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy in his distress.
特别是这里。
Especially here.
做了躲避暴风之处，作为被炎热的阴凉。
And when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, you have become a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat.
弟兄姊妹，记得诗歌本上有一首诗歌，不是就是这几句话摆出来吗？
Brothers and sisters, we have a hymn which we sing are these words here.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
什么时候我们的神显出这样的一个作为来呢？
Now, when will God manifest such a work here?
当然这个原则在整个属灵的历史里头都出现了。
Of course, this principle throughout all spiritual experience has appeared.
但是普遍的成为一个事实的话呢？
But in general, when this has become a common phenomenon,
只有到了国度的时候。
It is only at the time of the kingdom.
在进入新天新地的时候。
It is only when we enter into the new kingdom, new heaven and new earth, this is manifested.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
以上你就看到人都在神的面前享用神的丰富。
Later we can see that all is before God enjoying the fullness of God.
不单是神的百姓享用神的丰富。
Not only are the people of God enjoying the riches of God.
列国也在那里享用神的丰富。
But the nations are there enjoying the fullness of God as well.
神和人的中间就没有了间隔了。
And there will be no more separation between God and man.
根据什么呢？
According to what?
根据一个事实
It is according to one fact, verse 8.
他已经吞灭死亡直到永远。
He will swallow up death in victory eternally.
吞灭死亡这个是生命的作为。
This is the work of life here when it says he will swallow up death in victory.
直到永远是神的旨意完全完成的那一个时间上的认识。
Now, eternally, this is when the finished work of God is manifested in our understanding of time.
那我们感谢神。
Now, we thank God.
借着基督的复活。
It is through the resurrection of Christ.
把神的仇敌按照时间一步一步的把它踩在脚下。
According to the dispensation of God's timing, step by step, he trots the enemy beneath his feet.
然后要按照神的那个做工的阶段带进永远。
And according to the work of the stage of God, it brings it into fulfillment into eternity.
那就引出了神擦去众人的眼泪。
Then it will bring forth the result that God will wipe away tears of all.
又除掉他百姓的所有的羞耻。
And the rebuke of his people shall he take away.
什么时候会有这事?
When will this appear?
弟兄姊妹们，我们从启示录二十一章才看到这个事。
Brothers and sisters, we can only see this condition in Revelation 21.
那是新天新地的时候了。
That is at the time of new heaven and new earth.
那个是进入永远的时候。
That is when we enter into eternity.
神造成了这样的事。
When God has done this.
人和神中间再没有间隔了。
No longer are there any separation between God and man.
神的对头再没有兴风作浪的那一个条件了。
The adversary has no more condition to do anything before God.
因为生命吞灭死亡的那个事情不但是成了定局了，并且成了定局到永远。
Now, because the fact that life has swallowed up death in victory is not only a foregone conclusion, but even an eternal one.
那么现在弟兄姊妹们就来注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us pay attention.
第九节
Verse 9,
他说到那日人必说看啊这是我们的神我们素来等候他。
And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him.
他必拯救我们这是耶和华我们素来等候他。
And he will save us, this is the Lord, we have waited for him.
我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意这个话,
pay attention to these words.
有叫喜人喜乐的一面。
There is joy for men.
也有人在神的面前感觉不太舒畅的一面。
Now, with man, there is also some hesitation.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
这样的一些话
，such words
是经过大灾难而给保求留下来的以色列在神面前所发表的。
These are the words of the remnant, those who have been kept through the great tribulation, the thoughts, the feeling, the emotions of those who have been brought through that experience. Of course, this is an experience of joy because they have been delivered. In the work of God, they have been kept.
他们实在的看见谁果然是拯救他们的神。
In fact, they have seen, yes, God, he is the one who has saved us.
不单是拯救他们的神。
Not only see the God who saved us.
并且这位拯救他们的神就是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
And this is the very Messiah, this God who has saved them, the one whom they have been waiting for.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得从摩西的宣告的时候开始。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know from the proclamation of Moses.
以色列人一直在那里有一个等待。
All the people of Israel have
等待那个像摩西的那一个弟兄显出来。
They have been waiting for a brethren that is like Moses to be revealed.
就是他们所盼望的弥赛亚了。
And this is the Messiah they've been longing for.
但是他们一直盼望，一直盼望。
But yet they're waiting and waiting.
以色列民经过许许多多的困苦。
And the people of Israel have gone through many hardship and difficulty.
所以他们都在那里等待弥赛亚。
And they have been waiting and waiting for their Messiah.
但是因为他们很准确的认识弥赛亚的那一个实际。
But they have not truly grabbed hold on the reality of the Messiah.
因为他们想象他是弥赛亚，他来拯救我们，他要叫神的荣耀显在我们中间，所以这一位弥赛亚他自己一定是非常的尊贵荣耀。
Because in their understanding that this the Messiah will save us, he will have power and he will have glory. So in their mind, he will be very majestic and very glorious.
满有全能,
and full of might.
就像诗篇二十诗篇的那里所提到的,
just as it says in Psalms 24.
弥赛亚一来到的时候,
that when the Messiah comes,
所有的城门啊,
all the gates,
都要踊跃起来
了。Now, they will even sing with joy.
所有的城门啊都会抬起头来的。
And all the people will raise their heads.
那我们晓得城门怎么会抬起头来。
Now, of course, we realize how can the gates sing for joy and lift their heads.
但是在人的喜乐的感觉的里面，他们能领会得到一个很超乎那个一般的那个情形，连城门都抬起头来。
Now, but with so much joy that the people would even say that the gates would lift their heads.
他们想象里面的弥赛亚是荣耀到这样的一个地步。
Therefore, in their mind and their thinking that this is how glorious their Messiah will be.
是尊贵威严到这样的一个地步。
He is so glorious and so majestic to this point.
但是弥赛亚来的时候。
But when the Messiah came.
他们却没有留意到，也就是以赛亚书上所说的，他无家型美容。
Just as says in Isaiah that the Messiah came and yet he was not comely in form.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
That he was as a tender shoot before the Lord God.
像根出于干地。
He was like a root of parched ground.
那我想，以色列人没有办法能接受。弥赛亚是这个样子。
Now I believe the people of Israel just cannot accept the fact that their Messiah will be in this condition.
不，当时以赛亚说话的时候，他们不了解。
Not only at the time when Isaiah spoke these words, they did not understand.
但现在仰望神的 仍然在律法的观念底下仰望神的以色列犹太人
even,
他们还不明白。
Even until today, the Jewish people who are still under the condition of the law as they look to their Messiah, they still cannot accept that fact.
我非常记得那一年我们去以色列的时候。
I still very clearly remember the year we visited Israel.
是 Lance 弟兄跟我们提起。
And Brother Lance mentioned this with us.
他们在那边传福音是有很多的限制。
When they preach the gospel in Israel, they are very limited.
最简单就是说，你绝对不能向以色列的国民主动的传福音。
Very simply is that you cannot very actively, freely initiate to share the gospel with the citizens of Israel.
如果他来问你，你可以给他说。
If they come to ask you, then you can speak to them about it.
但是你不能主动地向他说。
But you cannot initiate to tell them about the gospel.
那所以他弟兄们在那边传福音怎么做呢？
So when our brother is sharing the gospel, what does he do?
其中的一个方法，他们把以赛亚书53章写了出来，张贴在那个墙壁上。
One way is that they wrote out in large letters, Isaiah chapter 53 and posted on the wall.
然后在最幕后就说了，你们说这个人是谁呢？
And then at the end of that, they will put a question, who do you say this person is?
那一个弟兄就坐在哪里？
And the brother would sit there.
有那个以色列人来看这么怎么一个大的广告。
And when a Jewish person will pass by and see what's the writing about,
他们看完了以后，他们当然也会问那个问题，那这个是谁呢？
Of course, when they read it through, they will also ask the same question.
他们心里面都是有点话。
And so they have some thought
within. 有些人就问了。
And so some ask,
你们说这个是谁呢？
And so who is this person?
问到他坐在那里的弟兄。
So they ask the brother sitting there.
那弟兄就说了。就是传福音是这样传过来的。
So the brother shared with us, this is the way, a channel which they can share the gospel.
那我不说他们传福音的那个实际的关键。
Now, I'm not getting into the reality of how they share the gospel there.
这个事情来说出到今天，以色列民还在盼望弥赛亚，但是他们确实不知道弥赛亚是谁。
But that example shows us that the people of Israel today are still longing for the Messiah, yet they do not know who the Messiah is.
但是等到那个哈米吉多顿那个战役过了以后，
But after the battle of Armageddon is over,
神的拯救显明在他们身上的时候，
Now when the salvation of God is manifested upon them,
他们那个时候眼睛开了，
At that time their eyes are open,
心也开了，
And their hearts are open,
哎呀他们就看见了，
Then they're able to see,
哎呀这是我们素来所等候的弥赛亚，
This is the Messiah who
他真的来
拯
救我们了， we have
always longed for. Yes, indeed he has come to save us.
喜乐不喜乐？
Now is that joy?
当然是很喜乐。
Yes, it is quite extremely joyful.
感伤呢？
But are they also sorrowful?
也是很感伤。
Yes, they are also filled with sorrow.
喜乐是因为蒙
They are joyful because they are saved.
感伤是因为长久我们误会了。
No, we are sorrowful because we have long misunderstood you.
我们误会了神给我们那个拯救。
We have been wrong that the salvation of God,
神的儿子来到我们中间，
that the Son of God has come amongst us and we have abused him.
我们把他钉在十字架上，
and we have crucified him on the cross.
我们还弃绝他，
and we have rejected him.
那么长久的时间，
and for such a long period of time,
但是他没有弃绝我们。
Yet he did not reject us.
等到我们真的需要拯救的时候，
Now when we truly need salvation,
他就来显出他的拯救了。
He come to manifest his deliverance.
那这个拯救是当时的那一批经过大灾难而保留下来的犹太人。以色列民的那个实际的经历。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the actual experience of the group of people who have been kept through the Great Tribulation and their experience.
那现在从他们的口里说出这样的话。
It is with their mouth they proclaim such words.
这是我们的神。
Now, this is our God.
我们素来等候他。
We have waited for him.
不但是说了一次。
And not only once.
接连的说了两次。
But they repeat it again.
这是耶和华我们的神。
This is the Lord God.
我们素来等候他。
And we have waited for him.
但是在等候的过程里头。
But as we have waited for him.
他们是犯了很多的错误。
They have done much wrong.
很长的错误。
And for a very long time. But we thank God.
在他们的经历。 历里头。
In their experience.
他们虽然犯了错，犯了许多的错。
And even though they did much wrong.
但神却没有给他们弃绝。
But God did not reject them.
神给他们管教。
God disciplines them.
神给他们鞭打。
God scourges them.
但是神没有放弃他们。
Yet God did not forsake them.
而直到他们需要拯救的时候，神的神拯救的手还是那么明显的向他们伸出来。
Even until the day they need salvation, God's hand has extended forth to them very evidently to deliver them.
他们的仇敌。
And have dealt with their enemy.
那当我们领会到二十五章说到那个，就是那个国度显现以前的那个神的百姓的那个经历的时候。
Now if we can grasp on the time frame of chapter 25, it is right before the appearance of the kingdom and the condition of the people.
我们才看到二十六章里边，当时的神的百姓在神面前的那一个称颂。
Then we're able to see into chapter 26 and the praise of the people before God.
那个实际的意义在哪里？
And what is the true reality there?
所以26章一开始是还是当那日。
Therefore, in the beginning of chapter 26 is still those words, in that day. What day?
国度的前后。
It is right before and after the kingdom.
当然很非常可能从上面的内容来说，他们是已经进到国度里了。
Perhaps, very possibly, from the content of these words, has already entered into the kingdom.
他们经历过那个国度前他们在困苦里面神的拯救。
Now they have experienced the deliverance from the Lord from such oppression right before the kingdom.
所以他们才带出二十六章的这样的一个称颂。
Therefore, they're able to bring forth such praise in chapter 26.
但是弟兄姊妹你要注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
你说当时以赛亚说的这些的话。
You say that when Isaiah spoke these words.
对当时的犹太人来说。
For the people of that time.
好像没有直接的关系。
It seems like there is no direct connection at all.
但是我个人也觉得那这个话没有直接对当时的犹太人说明。
Now, but I personally also agree that these words are not directly spoken very clearly to the people of that time.
但是确实给他们看到他们是有指望的。
But it is to show them, yes, in fact, they do have hope.
但是这一个指望。
Yet this hope that they have.
就引出了神在他永远旨意里边要成就的那一件事情的那个当中的一些事。
Now, leads forth to the eternal will of God and some of the matters in the eternal will of God which God will complete.
虽然里头有很多的话好像直接显出在犹大的百姓的身上。
Though in this passage, many of the words directly appear amongst the Jewish people themselves.
但是你很清楚，里面一些话，那个原则是指着今，以后要来，就是今天的教会。
Yes, very clearly we can see the principles contained in this chapter is speaking for the people to come, and that is the church today.
以赛亚所说出来的主托付给他的话，宝贵就宝贵在这里。
And this is why the words of Isaiah are so precious in the words which God has entrusted for him to speak.
在当时是带给神的百姓有指望。
In Isaiah's time, these words bring hope to the people.
同时又为着万民在以后的日子也看见出路。
Yet at the same time, it will show the nations a way of escape for their time ahead.
那现在我们从这里看到，从经过神的那个拯救的神的百姓口里头唱出这样的诗歌。
Now we're able to see for those people who have gone through such a deliverance and the words of praise from their mouth to God.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
当那日。
In that day,
在犹大地人必唱这歌。
This song shall be sung in the land of Judah.
那从这里我们一面从时间上面来看，看到国度，看到新天新地。
Here, from the time frame, on the one hand, we see the kingdom, the new heaven, the new earth.
但是一加上在犹大地的人的时候
，But when it's added on, people shall sing this in the land of Judah.
好像神也没有忽略当代的神的百姓。
God did not neglect the people of Isaiah's time.
但是当你一看到他们所唱的那个歌的内容的时候。
But when you see into the content of this song,
你就没有办法停留在当代。
Then we cannot remain just of the people of Isaiah's time.
你就给带到神那个永远的心意里头。
We will be brought into that eternal will of God.
我们看他们怎么唱的。
Now let's see how they sing the song.
他们唱啊。
They sing.
我们有坚固的城。
We have a strong city.
我们有坚固的城。
We have a strong city.
如果不看撒文。
If we do not read on,
我们就会想到、oh, 大概是指着耶路撒冷。
We will think, oh, they're speaking about Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷，不过要多加一个字在上头。
Yes, they're speaking about Jerusalem, but you have add one more word before it.
加一个什么字呢？
What word is that?
弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know. We have to add on the word new.
是指着那个新耶路撒冷。
It is speaking of that new Jerusalem.
你怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
怎么会不是指着当时的耶路撒冷呢?
How could it not be referring to Jerusalem of that time?
让耶路撒冷不再受攻击呢?
That Jerusalem will no longer be attacked.
弟兄姊妹，你一看下去，你就看见和任何的攻击都地上所发生的攻击都不发生关系。
Brothers and sisters, when you read on, you will know for sure that it has nothing to do with any attack on earth.
为什么呢?
Why?
下一句就立刻叫我们看到。
Immediately we can see.
我们有坚固的城。
We have a strong city.
这一个坚固的城，耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外国。
Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到这是什么事？
What do we see this as?
这一个城。
This city,
你没办法把它看成一个普通的城。
We cannot see this as a very common city.
你没有办法把它看到地上任何的一个城。
We cannot see this as any city on earth.
因为这个城的城墙不是用砖头石头来建的。
Because the walls of this city are not made with bricks and stones.
用什么来建呢?
What is it made of?
用救恩来建。
It is made of salvation.
那用拯救来建。
It is made of deliverance.
这当然，如果站在当时的犹太人说，他们所看的救恩就是我们从敌人的手里头得拯救。
Now, of course, for the people of Isaiah's time, when they see their deliverance is to be saved from the enemy's hands.
这不能怪他们，因为他们当时的需要就是这个。
Now we cannot blame them because that is their immediate need.
但是我们不要忘记，现在唱歌的那些人是以赛亚在神给他所看见的，看到在那个永远的荣耀里边那些神的子民所唱的歌。
But let us not forget, this is the vision which God showed Isaiah to see. This is the song of those people that have singing this song in God's eternal.Glory of God's eternal will.
因为这一批人，他们是住在一个以救恩做城墙的地方。
Because now this group of people is living in a strong city where salvation are its walls.
以拯救做城墙的地方。
That deliverance are the walls of the city.
但是这个拯救不是拯救脱离仇敌的手。
Yet the salvation deliverance is not from the enemy's hands.
而这个拯救乃是拯救进入。神那荣耀的丰富。
But the salvation is to enter into the glorious riches of God.
你怎么知道呢?
Now how do I know?
你接下去就知道了。
When you read on, you will know.
这个城不单是那个城墙是用救恩来建造的。
Not only is the wall of the city made with salvation.
同时那个城墙的外扩也是用救恩来建造的。
But likewise, even the outer walls, the bulwarks of the city is salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得城墙，一般来说，我们就城墙就是城墙了。
Now, brothers and sisters, in our understanding, our concept of city walls are the city walls.
但是一些伟大的那个城墙啊，它不是只有一层，它还有外层。
But in those very great cities, their city walls is not only just one city wall.
所以说它这个城还有一个外扩。
It's not only one layer, therefore there is also a bulwark of this city.
那我们如果是怎么去领会呢?
Now how do we come to understand this?
你就领会到神的救恩的丰厚。
Now then we can see this is the richness of the depth of the salvation of God.
神是用救恩来做这一个保护。
And God uses his salvation to be this protection.
神用这个救恩来造成那个见证的显明。
God uses his salvation to be the manifestation of this testimony.
如果我们说城就是一个见证的显出的话。
If we say that the city is a manifestation of a testimony.
那这个城就是救恩。
Now then the city is salvation.
这个城的见证就是救恩。
Then the testimony of the city is salvation.
神用这个救恩来显明这一个见证的事实。
God uses salvation to manifest the fact of the salvation.
那么谁能进城呢?
Now who can enter this city?
下边就说了。
It tells us then,
城门是打开的。
The gates are open.
不过不是每一个人都可以进去的。
But not everyone can enter.
进去的人要具备一个资格的。
Those who enter must be qualified in this way.
什么资格呢?
What qualification? They must believe.
你守我们中文圣经就说的守信的义民。
In the Chinese translation is the righteous nation that keepeth the truth.
当然我相信以赛亚当时不太会了解这一个。
Now I believe that Isaiah may not completely understand this at that time.
但是我们今天应该了解。
But for us today, we ought to understand.
你一直守信而成为义民。
It is because of your faith you have become a righteous people.
这是什么?
What is this?
这不就是罗马书八章上头所说到的神那个救恩的整个的安排。
This is told to us in Romans chapter 8 of all the arrangement of God's salvation.
神预先所知道的人就召了他们来吗?
All those who foreknow he has called.
是不是召来的人就这个到此为止呢?
And those he called, is that the end of it?
不是啊。
No.
召来的人就称他们为义了。
But all those he called, he justified.
我们称为义民就已经很好了。
And so it's very good that we're justified.
但是神说
But God says,
我要做的还不停在这里。
I do not end my work there.
所称为义的人
But those who are justified,
我还要叫他们得荣耀。
I will also glorify.
弟兄姊妹，这个是救恩的完整。
Brothers and sisters, this is complete salvation.
那就是当我们看到这里提到城的时候
Therefore, brothers and sisters, here when it mentions about city,
那对我们来说
For us today,
我们就会觉得
We'll feel,
这是新耶路撒冷城的是不是第一次神上人显出的
Would this be the first time that God manifests the New Jerusalem to man?
明确的是可能是，但是不明确的就一定不是。
Very evidently, perhaps this is the first time, but hiddenly, for sure, this is not the first time God reveals this.
因为在诗篇里面又说到神的建造那个城是那个一个有联络的城。
Because even in the Psalms, God says the city which he builds are connected.
所以更早就会提到那一个，但是说得很具体的。
But even before Isaiah, that is mentioned, but very concretely.
这里恐怕是最早给我们看到神的永远旨意里头那个新天新地的出行。
Perhaps this would be the very first time, very more concretely, God shows to us the city and the new Jerusalem, new heaven and new earth, and the beginning form of it.
犹太人在那个时候所唱出的这些诗歌。
And this song which the Jewish people will sing at that time.
特别是给我们今天在新约里面的人来读的时候，那个感觉实在是很强烈。
Now, especially, it ought to be very strong, even more strong for us who read it today, who are in the New Covenant.
虽然我们看到那一个救恩所建造好的城市。
God shows us the city and the salvation which has been built for the walls.
是那些在神眼中给称义的人可以进去享用的。
It is those who are justified in the eyes of God that can enter and enjoy it.
那你进去了以后呢?
And when you enter,
用什么你留意那些字句?
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the words.
你就在那里蒙保守到一个地步是十分平安。
It says there that you will be kept in perfect peace.
平安已经是很够了。
And now it is enough to have peace.
平安就是你不受伤害。
Peace is that you're not harmed.
平安你就不受威胁。
And peace, there is no danger at all.
平安你就不受恐吓。
And when you have peace, then you're not threatened.
但是现在平安还不够。
But it is not enough to be at peace.
还要告诉你说是十分平安。
The Bible says that you'll be kept in perfect peace.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is what is great.
哦，进去的人。
Those who enter.
十分平安。
Now, they have perfect peace.
什么叫做十分的平安？
Now, what is perfect peace?
哦，我说不上来。
Now, I can't explain it.
我顶多能领会得到。非常有保证的平安。
Now what I can just say is that you have guaranteed peace.
你在其中十分的喜乐的平安。
That you have peace that you're extremely joyful about.
你在那里很感觉满足的平安。
This is a peace that you're completely content and satisfied.
但是我想十分平安一定超越过这一些。
But I'm sure perfect peace transcends all of that.
我能领会的不过是到这个地方。
And that is all that we can comprehend now.
但是我十分的相信。
But I'm assured.
当神在那里显明他完成的作为的时候
，When God Himself manifests all of His work，
里面所显出的那个荣耀的丰富，那一个无限的平安，那里面所充满的喜乐，是我们今天没有办法能领会得透的。
The glories of His riches and the infinite peace and the joy that's unfathomable is something that we truly cannot comprehend today.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
因为在这里就说到了
Because here it says
你进到那里
If you enter
你做一个依靠神的人
And you trust in God
十分平安
You have perfect peace
因为他们十分平安是因为 他们依靠你
They have perfect peace because their mind is stayed on you
然后就好像提出了一个呼召
And then it seems like there is this calling
那个呼召就说
And this calling says
你们当依靠耶和华
It says trust in the Lord
就是这样吗?
Is it, that's it?
直到永远。
Forever.
哦,弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到这里很少的那个字句。
You see here, their words are not too much.
非常荣耀的神旨意里面的那一个事实来摆出来。
But very gloriously, it places forth for us the fact of God's will.
那为什么我们那个城能给我们得到十分的平安呢?
Now, why is the city able to give us perfect peace?
因为当然你说那是依靠耶和华的那个结果。
Of course, that is the result of trusting in the Lord.
为什么依靠耶和华就会有这个结果呢?
But why is this the result that by trusting in Him we have this perfect peace? We thank the Lord.
那么一句话就解释了整个的事实。
Because these words explain the facts here.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是磐石。
He is the rock.
他是磐石。
He is the rock.
你绝对可以毫无犹豫的去依靠他。
Without a doubt, we can trust in him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
如果你留意到这里边所提到的那些话
Brothers and sisters, we took note of the words mentioned here.
在我们诗歌本上就有些诗歌啊就是从这里得着那个灵感。
Now there are some hymns which we sing, they get their inspiration from the words here.
因为怎么很容易记得那个一首我们也常常唱的。
Brothers and sisters, you'll call to mind a song we often sing.
主耶稣是磐石是我悲难说的那一首就在这出来了
Now, it is the song we sing that he is the rock of ages and he is our hiding place
但是说的我们的神是我们的磐石的不止一首诗歌
But there's not only one hymn that says he is our rock that there are many hymns of that
但是感谢神
But we thank God
当时以色列民实在是不够体会那一个。
For the people of Israel at that time, in fact, they cannot completely grab hold of this. But one day,
他们给带过所有的困扰，而进到那一个荣耀里的时候
，when they have brought through all the distress and have been brought into glory,
他们能唱出来了。
They're able to sing forth.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们今天在新约里头的人。
For us in the new covenant today,
如果我们里边是苏醒的，
if we are awakened within,
不必等到那一天，
we do not need to wait until that day.
现在我们就可以，
even now,
唱出这样的诗歌来。
We're able to sing forth such hymns.
我今天在学房的那个同学们的那些交通的那里边，看到一段。
I saw one of this passage amongst the fellowship of the students of the Academy of Christ.
在中国一个老弟兄，他就是刚刚前几天给主接去的。
There was an older brethren in China who was just recently received by the Lord a few days ago.
他没有信主以前呢，他是一个顶撞主很厉害的人。
Before he believed in the Lord, he was one who greatly opposed the Lord.
后来主拯救了他。
But later, the Lord saved him.
他一直就被主带到一个地步，就整个的完全的来做一个服侍主的人。
He was brought by the Lord along until one point that he was one who completely served the Lord.
那前不久他就发现有癌症。
And now, not too long ago, he discovered that he had cancer.
已经是很末期的。
It was already in the last stages.
那么他的侄子就在网上，就是学房通信的那个网上，就请哥弟兄姊妹们为这个老弟兄祷告。
Now then, his nephew, by email, asked the saints throughout to pray for his uncle.
过了两三天。
Just two or three days passed.
那里他就说，主把他接去了。
Then the email said that the Lord has already received him.
那主把他接去就是。那当然是一个事实。
Now, of course, it is a fact that the Lord took this brother.
但是主没有把他接去以前的几天呢，都是他一个人，我人是已经很衰弱了，但是在里边却是非常的喜乐和清新。
But in those few days before the Lord received him, even though physically he was very weak, yet within he was still very joyful.
弟兄姊妹去看望他的时候，他一直就给弟兄姊妹一个劝勉，一直在主面前说到，主要快把他接去了，你们要按照主的心意接，不要叫神的见证失落了，还是什么的，我记不太清楚。
Yet the encouragement from him to those who visited him in those few days was for them to continue to follow the Lord, to live for the Lord, so that the testimony of the Lord would be strong.
那么等到他去世了。那一天，这个弟兄就挂电话到那边。
On the day of his passing away, this brother made a call.
他说我还电话一接上了，我还没听到那边说话，就听到好些弟兄姊妹在那里很欢乐。
He said that before anything, when he heard the receiver on the other end, before anything was singing, was very joyful sounds.
他说什么事情他们说得那么高兴？
He thought to himself, what are they so joyful about?
但是听到人说话的时候就说，老弟兄主已经把他接去了。
And when they already heard someone come on the speaker to say was that they have already received the elder brother. The Lord has already taken him.
安然就去了。
And he went peacefully.
好像是几个小时以前，他还跟弟兄姊妹们很轻松很愉快的那个谈说主的事。
This elder brother who passed away even a few hours before his passing, he was still very joyfully fellowshipping with brothers and sisters there.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
要等到国度的时间，犹太人才能领会的事，我们今天就可以领会了。
Now, for what the Jewish people is able to experience and understand during the time of the kingdom is something we can understand and comprehend today.
我们今天就可以去经历了。
Now, even today, we're able to have this experience.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当然，他们歌唱这一段的话，我们说的太多了。
Of course, we spend too much time in this passage of their singing.
一面是说到属神的人所 所得着的那个高举。
Now, on the one hand, it speaks of the exaltation to God for those who have experienced Him.
另一面，你看到神把仇敌践踏到他们不能再有任何翻转的机会。
Now, on the other hand, we can see that God has trod the enemy under His foot, that there is no other no way of turning around.
所以接下来你看到。他们这一个歌唱又歌唱到另外的一个非常宝贝的事。
Then we can see the singing will take another angle that is also very precious.
那就是这一批人。
It is this group of people.
弟兄姊妹留意第八节。
Pay attention, verse 8.
耶和华呀，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所炫目的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的名。
Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他们是按照他们所经历过的事情来认识这一位拯救他们的神。
This group of people, according to what they have experienced, have come to know this God who has delivered them.
说耶和华呀，我们在你审判的路上等候你。
O Lord, yea, we have waited in the way for you, in the way of thy judgments, we have waited for you.
弟兄姊妹，细细思量这个话什么意思
？Brothers and sisters, let us carefully consider the meaning of these words.
如果我们把这个话改了一下
，If we somewhat change these words,
耶和华呀，我们在你荣耀的路上。
If we were to say, O Lord, yes, we have waited for you in the way of your glory.
你就领会到这一句话的那个重量啊。
Then we're able to understand the weightiness of
these words. 如果是在神的荣耀的路上等候主。
If we are waiting for the Lord in the way of His glory,
那显然是我们在那里去分享神的荣耀。
Then very apparently we are there to share in His glory,
去享用神的荣耀。
We are there to enjoy His glory,
没有保留的去接受神的荣耀。
Now without any withholding, we are to enjoy His glory.
那现在不是在荣耀的路上等候神。
But here it says, does not say we're waiting for His glory.
现在是在神审判的路上等候神。
But we're waiting for God in the way of His judgment.
那你等候什么呢
？What are we waiting for?
等候审判。
Well, we're waiting for judgment.
怎么有那么愚笨的人
Now, how can there be someone so foolish?
又是在那里等候审判呢
Now, they're waiting for judgment.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你了解到一个真实经历到神自己的信实和神自己的作为的
One who have experienced the faithfulness of God and the work of God,
他们也定规给带到一个地步
Assuredly, they will be brought to this point.
他们认识
They will come to know
神审判的公义
The righteous judgment of God
神审判的准确
And the justice, the fairness of God's judgment
神审判的没有一点
And that the judgments of God appear.
都是准确的。
They are all correct.
如果神要是审判我
If God is to judge me,
我毫无保留地说神啊，你做的是对的。
Without any reservation, I say to God, God, you have done correctly. What is that?
完全没有保留地接受神的权柄。
That is to accept the authority of God without any withholding.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到在启示录的里面不是有一批人吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we take note of this group of people in Revelation?
他们在那神面前称颂神说
，As they're praising God, they're saying,
神啊，你的道路义在存在。
God, your ways are righteous and right.
你的作为大哉其哉。
And thy works are great and mighty.
这什么
？What is that?
他看到在神手里所出来的没有一样不是对的、准确的、圣洁的、公义的。
They see that all the work of God's hand are right and holy and glorious and justice.
这毫无保留地承认、接受神的权柄。
And without any reservation, they accept the authority of God.
并且绝对地接受 神的审判是没有一点的不准确的。
They absolutely received all the judgment of God as completely right.
弟兄姊妹，我们在现在这个世代。
Now, brothers and sisters, for us in this generation,
我们不是常常听到很多抵挡神的人。
Many times we hear those who oppose God.
他们抓出许多的理由来反对神。
They have so many of their reasons to oppose God.
其中的一个理由就是说。
And one reason they say,
如果有神
If there is God,
为什么地上那么许许多的混乱他不出来 干预
Now, why is there so much confusion in this world? He does not intervene.
比方又另外的一些说法
For example, they may say,
如果有神
If there is God,
那许多的自然灾害出现的时候他为什么不禁止
Now, why is it when there are so many natural disasters, he does not withhold them?
那这些都是许许多多抵挡神的人所提出的各种各样理由当中的一些。
Now, these are some of the reasons, all those who oppose God and the reasons that they have.
你不能说他们提出的理由没有理由。
Now, you cannot say that their reasons are unfounded.
我们说他们提出来的确是有理由。
Yes, we say their logic is very reasonable.
但是那个理由的根据乃是短暂的愚昧的眼见
Now, but the foundation of those reasons are temporal, are short-sighted, are wrong.
只是抓到局部的事情，点滴的事情，就把它扩大作为一个整体。
Now, but they only grab hold of one point, very little bit, and they have expanded that as the whole.
他没有看见神和人中间的那个属灵的历史是怎么的。发生怎么的发展
They did not see how that spiritual experience and history is developed and has played out.
但是等到有一天
But one day,
人都在那里承认
Man will confess there.
神啊，你所做的都是对的
God, thy judgments are righteous.
神允许我们经过难处
You have allowed for us to go through hardship.
不因为我们是称为神的儿女，神给我们一些的疏解
Not because we are called his children that he would give us some comfort.
看在不信的人眼中他们的确是觉得你们的神是不是真要考验
Now in the eyes of the unbelievers they will test to see if truly our God is a true God
如果你们的神是真的为什么他允许你经历这许多的难处呢
If your God is the true God why would he allow for you to go through this hardship
但是我们感谢神
But we thank God
认识主的人
Those who know the Lord
都看见从主手里头所显出来的事情都是准确的。
That we can see all that are from the hands of the Lord are right.
即便神给我们管教。
Even though he will discipline us.
那个管教的目的是叫我们在他的圣洁上有份。
The purpose of his discipline is for us to be partakers of his holiness.
是在把我们磨成神儿子的形象的过程里头必须要有的。
It is only a process that we must endure to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我要叫我们在神面前过不去的事物给挪移。
So all those that cannot be in, to be agreement with the Lord can be removed.
保留我们是在神的喜悦里头。
So that we can be kept in God's pleasure.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是这样的话
Now these words.
如果不是灵里面很明亮的你没有办法接受。
If we're not very illuminated in our spirit, it's
你说神爱我们
you say that God loves us.
那他爱我们为什么叫我们碰到这许许多多的不愉快
If God so loves us, why would he allow for us to go through so much hardship?
唯有真实的经过神的手给炼净的人
But only those who have gone through the hand of God and are purified, that we will see this.
我们在你审判的路上等候你。
That they're able to say, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you.
因为我们心里所炫慕的就是你的名。
Now, because the desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee.
我在夜间我心中炫慕你，我里面的灵切切地寻求你。
With my soul, if I desire thee in the night, yea, my spirit within me will I seek early.
因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是答案。
Brothers and sisters, this is the answer.
神的审判乃是要叫神的公义显明。 和人来渴慕活在神的公义里。
Now, the judgments of God are righteous so that those who are inhabitants will learn and desire to live in His righteousness. And we thank our Lord.
接下去你就看到,
and when we read on, we will see.
就说到人都要看眼前，所以神就用审判来叫人从看眼前转到神自己那个永远。
It tells us that man always wants to see what is visible, so God will use his judgment so to shift their sights from what is visible to see what is eternal.
那说出了这一个以后，马上又转回到他们所经历的神。
When God speaks of this, immediately turns back again to see the Lord which they have experienced.
12.
Verse 12.
耶和华呀，你必派定我们得平安，因为我们所做的事都是你给我们成就的。
Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us.
你看到他一个完全在那里寻求神的旨意成就的人。
You can see this is one who is completely to seek the will of God to be done.
因为他们有过惨痛的经历。
Because they have this terrible experience.
他们自己说了。
They themselves say,
耶和华我们的神啊，在你以外曾有别的主管辖我们，但我们专要依靠你，提你的名。
O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name.
神啊，一切的事情都是你给我们来做好的。
Lord, you are the ones who have wrought all our works.
我们不在你以外有所寻求了。
We will not seek any other besides thee.
因为我们曾经有你以外的人事物做过我们的主。
Because we have other lords, whether they be people, things, or events that have dominion over us.
我们苦死了。
And we have been oppressed.
那段日子我们实在是不堪回首了。
And we have suffered and we do not want to turn back.
但是如今我不绝不再让你以外的任何的人事物来再做我的主。
But no longer now would I let any other people, things, or events be my Lord except you.
我只要依靠你。
I will only make mention of thy name.
我不能再在你以外寻找别的依靠。
I will not seek any other trust beside thee.
底下的话就是说到这一方面。
And the words afterwards speak of this point.
然后。
And then.
就说出了。
They say.
哦，一个很严肃的事情。
One that is very solemn.
为什么耶和华是我永久的磐石？
Why is it that the Lord God is my everlasting strength, the rock of ages?
我要专一的依靠你。
Why is it that I will only trust in you?
他这里没有说什么。
Here it did not say any other.
他只是说出一些事情。
But only says,
什么事情呢？
What does it say here?
事情是很重大，但是这里的话就是很轻松，很简单。
This is a great thing, but yet the words here are very light and easy.
什么事情呢？
What does it say?
19节。
Verse 19.
人要复活，尸首要兴起，睡在尘埃的要行起歌唱，因为你的甘露好像菜蔬上的甘露，地也要交出死人来。
Thy dead man shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
弟兄姊妹们，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
这里就说到末日的复活了。
Here it speaks of the last resurrection.
所以一些弟兄说，以赛亚就是旧约的启示录啊。
Some say that Isaiah is the Old Testament's Revelation.
因为它里面真的是说到新约里面启示录里面说很比较明确说出来的话。
Because in fact it does speak of the words that are very evident in Revelation of the New Testament. So this is as the revelation of the Old Testament.
这里就说到复活的事情。
Here it speaks of resurrection.
但是我要请读中文圣经的弟兄姊妹们注意那些小字。
But brothers and sisters who read the Chinese translation, please pay attention to the footnote.
你留意到那个小字，你才知道这里的一个复活是指着在恩典里的人的 要有的经历。
Then you will see and understand that this resurrection is for those who are in grace and the experience of those who are in grace.
小智人，你说什么呢？
What does the little word say?
不是死人。
It does not say the dead.
是什么呢？
What is it?
你的死人。
It says thy dead.
这个你是谁呢？
Who is this you?
耶和华我们的神啊。
And this you is the Lord our God.
你的死人要复活。
Your dead man shall live.
接下去呢小字。
And then the little words in the
Chinese. 谁的尸首呢？
Who are the dead body?
我的尸首要复活。
But together with my dead body we shall arise, brothers and sisters.
这个你的我的一加上去。
This you and me
when we're together. 你看到里头的那个整个的事情就不但是明朗，而且是完全的充满了那个荣耀的那一个彰显。
Then not as only this complete message, but it is filled with glory and majesty.
主迟然回来。
If the Lord tarries,
我们也许都死了。
Perhaps we will all be dead.
但是我们虽然死了。
And though we have died,
但是我们却是主的死人。
Yet we are His dead men.
不是阴间里边的死人。
We are not those who are dead in hell.
我们是主的死人。
But we are the Lord's dead men.
那么等到那个时候。
And that, on that day.
我的尸首。
My dead body.
不是永远埋在那个土里。
Will not forever be buried in the dust.
我要醒过来。
I will arise.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那第接下来这一段的话
These words that follow,
引领我们进到那个死人复活的那件事上去
lead us into the resurrection of the dead.
当然
of course,
在当日以赛亚说话的时候
at the time when Isaiah spoke,
他们没有了解到这一件事情是怎么样来发生。
No, they would not understand how this is to take place.
但是他们确实是有一个复活的指望。
But they do have this hope of resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到以色列人他们的埋葬死人的那个光景你就知道了。
So brothers and sisters, when you see the condition how the Israelites bury the dead, you'll see.
为什么要用香料来把他的尸体高起来呢？
Why is it that they will anoint the body with spices?
为什么高了以后还要好多布把它缠起来呢？
Why is it even after anointing the body with spices, they will embalm the body?
弟兄姊妹，我们读哥林多前书十五章，我们就晓得了。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Corinthians 15,
不单是以色列人是这样，
not only the Israelites,
好些外邦人他们都是有这样的一个指望。
Even many Gentiles, they have this similar hope.
盼望死人复活。
They hope for the resurrection of the dead.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他们是一个盼望。
That to them it is a hope.
对我们今天来说。
But for us today,
我们是有一个确据。
Now we have this assurance.
因为
Because,
我们死了我们是主的死人
yeah, because once we have died we are the Lord's dead
我们虽然是不能动了但是我们那个尸首有一天要醒过来
even though we cannot move any longer but one day our bodies will arise
我们感谢神
we thank the Lord
认识神工作的人
Those who know the work of God.
你看到神说上人说话总是把人带到指望里头。
When God speaks to man, he always brings man into hope.
并且是有把握的指望。
And is hope with confidence.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹我们很有把握的来看到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, very assured we can see.
因着犹大的给外人攻打。
Because Judah was attacked by the outsiders.
神就说了很多的话。
God spoke much words.
这许多的话，你看神从各个不同的方面来让犹太人来学一个功课，不要看眼前的 那些遭遇。
Now, from all these words, from different angles and different things, it is for the people of Judah to know, do not trust in what your eyes can see.
要看你的主。
But you must fix your eyes
upon your Lord. 如果你真要看眼前的遭遇。
If you want to see what's immediately
before you, 你就必须要问这眼前的遭遇是为什么出现。
Then you must ask why these things appear immediately before you. Why did they come about?
如果你能你们能了解到眼前的那个事情的出现，有神的手在那里。
If you're able to realize those things that surround you is because of the hand of God there,
那么你就该把你的依靠指望重新放在神的身上。
Then you ought to put your trust and hope once again upon the Lord God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他除非不向人说话。
Unless God does not speak to man,
他说话。
When he does speak,
也许有些时候说的是严厉的话。
Now, perhaps some words are very fierce.
但是即便是严厉的话。
And even though his words may be fierce,
他的目的要把我们固定在他给我们那个荣耀的指望里。
Yet his purpose is to make us steadfast in his glorious hope.
去等候那个荣耀的应许的。成为事实。
To await for his glorious promise to be fulfilled.
啊，我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
我记得宾路师母的一个祷告。
I remember this prayer of his sister Pen Lewis, Jesse Pen Lewis.
啊，怎么说了？我忘了。但是他说：“你就要保守我，一直保守我到。”我的信心消失在眼见里。
Her prayer is to the effect of that you will keep me to a point that my prayer will be lost in reality.
但是这个眼见跟我们现在的眼见是两件事。
Now, what she said that her prayer will be turned into sight is two different things.
我们平时说的眼见就是我们的眼见。
Now, when we often say that we can see it, it's what we can see by sight.
宾路师母那个祷告所说的眼见是面对面见主的时候的那个眼见。
But when Jesse Pen Lewis prayed, her prayer is that when she would see the Lord face to face.
我们感谢主，我们读以赛亚书的时候，实在是主把，如果主把我们带到当时的那个时刻。
We thank the Lord when we read Isaiah, if the Lord was to bring us to that moment at that time.
我们实在要仰望主的怜悯，让我们抓牢他自己的话的信实，而学习脱离眼见的这些困扰。
Now we must ask the Lord to keep us in His faithfulness to deliver us from what is visible, so that we would not be troubled by that which surrounds us.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里了。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
我以为可以今天要结束27的。
I thought we can finish chapter 27 tonight.
早上 Eric 就问我的时候，我说26、27吧。
This morning when Eric asked me, I said we'll finish chapters 26 and 27 tonight.
时间还有的话，那我们就再进到28。
And if we have time, we'll enter into chapter 28.
Eric 就说。
And Eric says,
你能说得完就好了。
Oh, it's good enough if you're able to finish what you have planned. 感谢
主，果然说不完，但是不是我说不完，是主的。荣耀华美恩惠怜悯说不完。
We thank the Lord. Yes, I was not able to finish, but indeed, the glory and majesty and grace of the Lord is unfinished.
我们祷告吧。
Let us pray.